Baskerville Hall. Holmes came to Waterloo Station to say goodbye to us. Our friends told him that they were sure nobody had followed them since our last meeting. Sir Henry's other shoe had not reappeared. Holmes repeated his warning that Sir Henry should not go on the moor at night, and should not go anywhere alone. Then Holmes checked with me that I had my gun, an army revolver. The journey was fast and enjoyable. We were met at Newtown Station and driven to Baskerville Hall. The countryside we drove through was beautiful, but behind it we could see the long, dark, frightening hills of the moor. As we turned a corner, we were surprised to see a soldier on horseback. He was carrying a gun. Dr. Mortimer asked our driver why the soldier was there.
"A dangerous criminal has escaped from the prison, sir," he told us. "He's been free for 3 days now, and people are frightened. His name is Selden. He's the man who did that murder in London."
I remembered the case well. It had been a very cruel murder. I thought of this killer out on the empty, wild moor, and I felt more and more uncomfortable about my surroundings. The beautiful green fields with their thick hedges were behind us, and we were now on the cold, open moor. Everything was grey, hard, and wild. Huge rough stones stood on the hard ground. The tops of the hills stood sharply like cruel teeth against the sky. A cold wind was blowing, and night was falling. I saw Sir Henry pull his coat closer round him. At last we reached the gates of Baskerville Hall. From the gates a long, dark road led up to the house, with the black shapes of old trees on each side of it. At the end of this road, we could see the great house standing with a pale light round it like a ghost.